Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This Advent season, in our Wednesday gatherings, we're going to look at three prominent women who play very prominent roles in the salvation history: Eve, Sarah, and Mary. There is a great misconception in our world, which, having been repeated throughout the years, has become an accepted lie concerning God and His Word, at least accepted by much of the world around us. The readily accepted lie is that the Bible, and therefore God, since the Bible is God's Word, it does not hold women in high regard. That is the accepted lie in our world today. Those who hold that view are either willfully ignorant or willfully malicious toward God and His church, because a sincere read of Scripture clearly shows that women do hold a high place in the kingdom of God and are clearly much more than simply a vehicle for producing children, as some have falsely accused. Now, the three women that we are going to look at during this Advent season, Eve, Sarah, and Mary, are probably best known for their role in producing children. Eve was the mother of all mankind. Sarah bore the son that God had promised to Abraham. And then it was like 25 years later, finally, the child of promise comes along. And then you have Mary, of course, who is blessed to carry the ultimate child of promise, Christ Himself, the virgin who would be with child after about 700 years from the time that Isaiah had foretold that this would happen. You have the Christ who comes. But the promise of God to send His Son, to send the Christ, to be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, that promise was first made to Adam and Eve. And it was made for all of mankind. It is a promise that is valid for men and women alike. Salvation is universal. And as we read the salvation history there in Scripture, women clearly are very prominent. As we also read salvation history, we see that sin is universal and that all men and women stand condemned under the law, apart from Christ. We just sang the hymn, "All Mankind Fell in Adam's Fall." In our scripture reading from Genesis 3, we see Eve, who ate of the forbidden fruit. And she did it, as you read the text, Adam was right there with her. He stood there, ignoring his duty to be the spiritual guardian and leader of the human family. And he eats also. And then he turns around and tries to blame Eve. He tells God, "Well, it was this woman that you gave me. It was her fault." Adam's fall. All mankind fell in Adam's fall, as the hymn writer says, and as the church has always recognized, and as Scripture has always recognized. This was not the sin of Eve. It was the sin of Adam, because he failed to exercise the authority that God had given to him. You have to remember that authority, in its proper use, it is not given for the benefit of the person with the authority. It is given for the benefit of those who are under that authority. Authority is a burden, it is not a privilege. Adam's job was to keep Eve safe. And he failed. God gave him the charge to keep her safe because God loves his daughters as well as his sons. And we call this the sin of Adam to this day because he's the one who failed. Now, Eve was certainly in this scenario. And she is not without guilt because she did participate. But it was because of Adam's fall that God's perfect creation is now more than just tarnished. Guilt and death have now come to the forefront of our human condition. We can't get away from that apart from what Christ has done. That is why God, keeping with his loving, merciful nature, immediately provided Adam and Eve a source of redemption. He says, through the woman, through Eve, God would send the man who would be the Savior. Eve would be the vehicle through whom a son would be born. Through her seed, through her offspring, all the world would see salvation. And Eve believed that her and her family would be saved by God's grace. This is the story of Advent. God's people looking forward to the fulfillment of God's promise that he would rescue us from sin and death. This entire Advent season, that's what we long for, we look for, and we anticipate the joy of Christ being born in Bethlehem, and we anticipate the joy of Christ returning on the last day. Now, Eve is often chastised for her sin, and rightly so. I mean, she was there, and she was the one who ate first. And God certainly saw fit to give her a strong rebuke and for her husband an even stronger rebuke. But we should not fail to remember Eve for her faith. That even though she and Adam were banished from the garden, barred from the tree of life, she trusted the Lord's promise that her life would be redeemed by one of her offspring. We see her joyous and thankful response at the birth of Cain. The Lord had provided her with a man. And there is credible speculation throughout the years that at Cain's birth, she might have thought, hey, here's the one who is going to redeem us. He was not. But there was another son who would come many generations later. Certainly Eve had her faults. She was flawed. The fall into sin caused her to be under the wrath of God. She was flawed, but she was also faithful. In the coming weeks, we're going to turn our attention to Sarah, who was flawed, but faithful. And finally, we will speak of Mary, the mother of our Lord, who was a fine, upstanding citizen and a child of God, yet was flawed by sin and could not save herself. But she was faithful and looked forward to God fulfilling his promise first made to Eve. The Son of God would be born of a woman. Sin is universal to men and women. By the grace of God, so is salvation. We gather together this Advent season looking forward to God fulfilling his promise of forgiveness, life, righteousness, innocence, blessedness. All of those promises made at our baptism. And like those saints of old, We are flawed, but faithful. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.